So we heard producer Dan, who was a little bah humbug for the holidays, but he realized it and he wants to be in the Christmas spirit this year. So we presented him a gift, Annie the Christmas Elf.
Annie the Christmas Elf, she'll make Dan's Christmas a ball.
Hey!
Bar crawls ice skating at the frog pond, going to blink at Faneuil Hall.
Get it?
Annie the Christmas Elf.
Bop, bop!
She's got Christmas on tap.
Skirt!
Shopping for ugly sweaters and other Christmassy crap.
Okay.
If you're like producer Dan and don't have the Christmas spirit.
No spirit!
Call for Annie the Christmas Elf, and you know she will hear it.
Here's everything.
So they went out to...
That's awesome.
Go ice skating, but I guess first they stopped at a Christmas gift shop in Faneuil Hall, Kennedy.
Look at it all.
Look at what?
Look at it all.
Yeah, it's... What? What
am I looking at? It's so cute. Yo.
What? Wow, it's like Christmas threw up in here. This is the first stop on the Christmas Cheer Tour of 2018. We are in a big Christmas shop in Faneuil Hall.
It is the best thing ever. Everything is so shiny and sparkly. I just want to take it all off the walls and run. Dan, you just need to soak it in. Look at Santa. Santa's like 8 feet tall. Lit as hell.
We're in a gift shop, not the North Pole. $40 snow globes.
I would object.
Look at what?
Look at it all.
Yeah, it's... What?
It's just like the North Pole, only here.
Santa's
and you
like
can see it.
Lit as hell.
You could get personalized ornaments. They had everything working for you, Dan.
All right, and now there's a big tree. Where this was the big tree? Is this at Blake?
I don't know what it's called.
Is this a Faneuil Hall?
We're approaching the tree, Dan.
This is our next stop on Christmas Cheer Tour 2018.
This tree is lit.
Actually, that's the thing. It's the middle of the day, so it is not lit.
Okay, but look at it. It's 5,000 feet tall. There is more ornaments on it than I know what to do with. Tinsel, lights, bows.
Lights.
You got the works, Dan. Do you know how lucky you are that this is right here in your own city, in your own backyard?
There's a lot of pigeons in it.
Yeah, it's a Boston original.
All right, I don't know. It's all right. Sorry. 5 out of 10.
To be fair, it was like, you know, mid-afternoon, yeah. So it wasn't necessarily lit up, but use your imagination, Dan. There were so many lights, so many beautiful
things. This tree is lit.
It's the middle of the day, yeah. You're definitely going to lose a little bit of the ambiance being down there when it's not.
But
just
still, the music is playing. Yeah, the ornaments are all there. The entire, you know, space is decorated.
Salvation Army is down there collecting.
Okay. In this next clip, Annie secretly recorded me without my permission, and she will be hearing from my lawyers, Jim Sokoloff and Barry Feinstein.
Dan and I are still on our Christmas tour 2018. He just went to put money in the Salvation Army guys' tin, so I feel like I'm starting to make him crack. Dan, are you cracking yet? He looks like a happy little peach. We're turning him into a Christmas cookie. Oh, he's running at me. He's running at me. He's running at me. He's running at me. He's cracking. Don't believe anything he says.
Charged her like a bull.
Is Christmas peach a thing? Is that?
I don't care. I'll take it.
He's a Christmas peach. He's a Christmas cookie. He's all of them.
I don't know if that's a fruit associated with Christmas.
Sure it is. Just let it be. Just let it be.
So Annie the Christmas Elf is trying to bring holiday cheer to producer Dan, who's trying to grow his heart three sizes. So she took him to Frog Pond.
All right, we're here at the next part of our Christmas excursion.
We're skirting.
We are at Frog Ponds. We just put our skates on. We have not hit the ice yet.
No.
It is above freezing temperatures out here, so the ice looks a little...
It's a little slushy, but you know what, Dan? We're here to be winners, and we're here to spread Christmas cheer. I want this whale that this girl has that's helping her skate, and I really feel like I should have got one for you and I. You know, I'm all in on this Christmas thing, but this is going to be bad.
I feel like a baby giraffe walking for the first time on these skates. Like, I'm all for experiencing some Christmas cheer, but I don't want to die doing it. See you guys on the other side.
Did you guys have any nips or anything?
Christmas
cheer. Is that Dr. McGillicuddy's making an appearance?
Sober as can be. I was just so excited to see Dan. I could see his face light up as he was lacing up his skates.
I was 100% sure I was going to blow up my knee.
To spread Christmas cheer.
How did it go, though? How do you feel, Dan?
I had a lot of fun ice skating.
Yeah.
Ice skating was a good time.
All right, last piece of audio from Frog Pond.
So we're skating on the Frog Pond. Dan is off on his merry way. He is loving this, I can tell. He is really starting to crack now. But man, I got the shin splints, and I swear, if he tears his ACL, I don't know if this is going to make Christmas good for him or not. I love it. Christmas baby.
Christmas baby.
Christmas baby.
What do you guys have planned for that?
Batman on little skates.
I have never seen Dan so happy. I truly believe.
I think they're going to go caroling.
Is the better. I love it.
Dan didn't have any holiday garb, but I did see that he has a Budweiser hat because he said it's red like
Oh, no.
We have some stuff.
Auntie Kennedy
has. I brought in all my Budweiser stuff.
Auntie Kennedy
red.
Has plenty.
Look at it all.
Look at what?
Look at it all.
Yeah, it's what?
It's the 2018 Christmas Cheer Tour, sponsored by Budweiser.
I'm here for it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.